Do or do not. There is no try. Yoda.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
I'm excited for you to hear from today's guest, Chrissy Chin, who will be speaking all about how business owners and entrepreneurs can benefit from essential oils, or really anyone who has a dream or who wants to just crush their goals. But first, as always, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Every week here on the show, we share a recipe which has been submitted by you, our amazing revolutionaries. We recently had a contest here, actually, for people who submitted their very own recipes to the dugout. And I'm happy to announce the winner of that contest was, drumroll please, Courtney Atkins from Indianapolis, Indiana. Her recipe is for the Fall in a Mug green tea latte. You will need 8 ounces of hot milk, or you can use coconut, almond, cashew, whatever you prefer. 1/2 teaspoon of matcha green tea powder, 1 dash of honey, 1 to 2 drops of Thieves Vitality essential oil. Then throw all your ingredients into a blender and blend until frothy and steamy. Enjoy as you also strengthen your immunity with the Thieves Vitality and enjoy your fall in a mug. Thanks so much, Courtney. You can find Courtney on Facebook under This Lemon Life. Hi, Chrissy. How are you doing?
Good. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad to have you here to talk all about essential oils for entrepreneurs, one of my favorite topics ever. And for those that don't know Chrissy well, she is a great team member in our Spunky Oils group. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia with her adorable 2 kids. She's also a yoga instructor, a registered nurse, and an amazing leader in our Spunky Oils community. So she makes stuff happen, y'all. Chrissy is a go-getter. She is an entrepreneur in every sense of the word. She was on the show before. It's been a while. It's been since episode 24. You were last on talking all about Ningxia Red, one of our favorite episodes ever, and also episode 7, all about lemon oil. So I can't believe it's been that long since you've been on the show.
I know. It's been a while. Glad to be back.
Well, let's go ahead and dive in and talk about essential oils for entrepreneurs. What do you think are the best oil, or what oils do you use pretty much every day as an entrepreneur, Chrissy?
Well, so as an entrepreneur, your mind is one of your most powerful things. So I have a few favorites to really get my mind going in the morning. If you're an entrepreneur listening, you know that you're being pulled in a million different directions, and sometimes you just need to focus on something. So Brain Power is one of my go-tos, and Clarity essential oil. So to just bring clarity to the mind, give my brain a little extra juice so that I can focus on something specific and get the task done so that I can move on to the next thing. Because us entrepreneurs, we're busy and we need to be able to focus on things.
Yeah, absolutely. Clarity is one of my absolute all-time favorite blends. Like, I'll put it in my diffuser or I'll just sniff it right from the bottle. And it really, for those moments where you just don't know what to do, you're so scatterbrained, it really is such a lifesaver.
Yeah. And when you're, you know, any business owner, you struggle with having to make decisions. It's a part of doing business. You know, what decision am I going to make? Is it going to be a good one? Am I going to hurt someone's feelings? You know, what's the best outcome for me? And sometimes you just need a little bit of guidance. So putting your clarity in the diffuser or just opening the bottle and just taking a little inhalation and taking a deep breath and inhaling that can just kind of open up kind of what's going on. And you just sort of feel like you have the answer, right? And you're like, okay, nope, it's clear. This is what I need to do for my business. and I'm going for it.
Absolutely. So what other oils might you recommend for overall brain health and function? I mean, I know there's so many, and every essential oil can benefit our brain to some extent, because one of the great properties of an essential oils is increasing the oxygenation of our blood to our brains. It just makes us think more clearly. It can energize us. But are there particular oils that you would really recommend for people who want to give their brain as much love as possible?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm going to go super scientific here. Anything with sesquiterpenes, which are the tiny little molecules that can pass through the blood-brain barrier, you know, oils like frankincense, which the Brain Power blend has tons of oils in there that just have really high amounts of sesquiterpenes. So those are going to be your go-tos. So frankincense is a really, really great one to use. And then another one that's an oil infused product is the MindWise with Young Living. And I absolutely love that. It's a liquid. It tastes like a berry, but it's really good for brain health and heart health. So that is something that I do every single day. For sure.
I love MindWise as well. And you're right. Actually, it's like, it's a omega-3 supplement that actually tastes good. But I'm sure there's lots of other stuff in it as well, but that's sort of what I always think of it as.
Yeah, definitely. One of my favorites.
So I know that essential oils and entrepreneurs go together like peas and carrots, but not everyone knows that. What are some other great tips that you would have for entrepreneurs that want to start incorporating these amazing gifts into their everyday workflow?
Yeah, no matter what type of business you're doing, you know, if you're a franchisee owner, or you are in a network marketing company of any kind, you know, you need some motivation, you need some abundance in your life. So my go-to diffuser blend when I just need to sit down and get things done, like along with some of my focus oils, are motivation blend. So Young Living actually created a blend called Motivation. And that one, along with Abundance, that's another blend of different oils. And then I add lemon to that. So I kind of mix up the three. Everyone has a different preference as far as scents. I don't particularly love Abundance by itself, but it's one that I absolutely use every single day. And it moves mountains. Like, it is crazy how much it works. But I like to mix that with Motivation. And then the lemon just really gives it that citrus scent and kind of wakes me up and gets me going. So that is definitely something I think any entrepreneur can benefit from.
Yeah.
Anything having to do with energy. You know, as an entrepreneur, I don't know, I'm sure you can relate to this, Sam. Sometimes we are up late at night. So you've got kids, I've got kids, you know, I'm working during nap time, I'm working after bedtime. So sometimes my nights go late till midnight or 1 a.m. and then I have to get up in the middle of the night with a teething baby and then early in the morning. So sometimes my energy is just low. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're working long hours because you are passionate about your business and you are trying to make things happen, you know, you need some energy. So Ningxia Nitro is one of my go-tos for that. And it's a little liquid, you know, it comes in a little tube. It's just an ounce. Kind of has this, to me, it has this like berry with this hint of chocolate taste to it. I don't know if other people get that hint of cocoa in it. So I take that. That's really, really great for just cognitive sharpness and alertness. So it does kind of wake me up. And then the Ningxia Zing, which is a carbonated beverage, that one really gives me a lot of energy. So those are kind of my two go-tos for just needing a pick-me-up.
Absolutely. Those are some really great tips. I want to start to ask you about essential oils for goal setting and motivation and people who seem to be really stuck in those negative roadblock spots. But before we dive into that, let's take a quick break.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
And we're back with Chrissy Chin, who is giving us so many amazing tips about using essential oils as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, or even as a want-to-be entrepreneur, which is sort of what I wanted to talk to you about next, Chrissy. What would you say to people who just feel like, you know what, I don't have what it takes, or I thought I had what it takes, but I'm not feeling it today. I'm not motivated. You know, what would you say to those people and how could oils help?
Yeah. So I mentioned motivation oil. So that's a good one if you're just needing to kind of get yourself off the block in the morning. Believe blend is an absolute must have because number one, you need to believe in yourself in order to move forward. And, you know, you mentioned kind of those roadblocks or things that are keeping you stuck. You have to break through those emotions. And that's one of the hardest things to do. And essential oils can really help move us through emotions. So I have done actually, I didn't start using oils for emotions until this last year. I was very, you know, physically like I used oils for the physical things. You know, I worked out and my muscles were sore and I'd use my oils for that.
Is that the nurse in you?
Yeah, totally. Right. And then I realized that, and it's definitely personality too, because I'm one of those people that's like, emotions are scary. And I just kind of like to stuff them down and kind of say like, okay, that one didn't feel very good. Let's just push that one off. We'll deal with that later. Where you can't do that, especially as an entrepreneur, like you need to work through these things because those will hold you back in your business for sure, hands down. So getting this book, and I'm drawing a blank of the name, Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. And I believe you've had, is it Caroline Mine?
Yes. She's been on my show twice and she's actually going to be on it again next week. And it's so funny. Her book is, it's like the Bible. It's a staple in so many oily households because pretty much every other guest on my show will refer to that book at one point. It's so funny.
Definitely. I got that book and I was like, oh man, okay. I got work to do and I need some help. So that's definitely where the oils come into play. And I would hands down recommend getting your hands on the Feelings Kit, which is various oils that all deal with emotions, things like release and harmony, forgiveness, and just being able to use those emotions. So reading that book, and you know, you maybe learn from the podcast that she did or getting her book and reading that emotions have a frequency and our organs have a frequency and oils have a frequency. So they all kind of work together. I was kind of like, how are the oils going to release the emotions? And how someone's saying they're getting stuck in my body. What the heck are they talking about? But reading that book, it's just so fascinating that, okay, your liver has a frequency to it. I mean, this is scientific. We can measure that. And then emotions have a frequency to it. And somehow it's drawn to different areas. So the emotion of anger, and I learned this in her book, the emotion of anger can get trapped in the liver. Okay, so if you're feeling very angry and you need to move past that, you know, kind of look up in her book, you know, anger or liver, you know, whatever, and it gives you the oil that's going to release it. So somehow, you know, all the scientific stuff, the oil, you know, releases that emotion and you feel a shift. And it's really powerful and it can help you just move through some really big barriers, kind of progress forward into your business, which you need. You're an entrepreneur. You've got goals, man, and you need to move the things out of the way that are stopping you. So definitely the Feelings Kit.
It's so true. I mean, I think that when I first started my journey as an entrepreneur, I had no idea it would be such an emotional journey. You know, I knew it would be hard work. I knew it would be challenging. I knew it would be tiring, but I had no idea how many times I would be presented with these personal development challenges of looking at myself in the mirror and saying, all right, Sam, you're not moving forward in this area. And I think you know why. It's because you need to work on this part of yourself, or it's because you need to work on this limiting belief. And if it weren't for my essential oils, I know that I would never have moved past those parts. So they've just helped me in so many ways. And in that way, I think like you, it was kind of the most surprising how much it affected me on an emotional level and just how much it benefited me on my entrepreneurial journey.
And people don't think about that kind of stuff. And it's once they figure it out and start working on that. And there's lots of other techniques. I mean, she's got great advice in her book. You know, Dr. Benjamin Perkis does the Aroma Freedom Technique. He's got a book and he, you know, you can find him walking through that process and you use your oils in that process too. And that one's really powerful because if you don't really know what's going on, it sometimes helps you get to the root cause. So that technique is really, really good too.
Yeah. Aroma Freedom Technique is, I just keep hearing it all over the place. And I was so bummed. We actually had booked him for an interview on the show so that he could share with our audience all about Aroma Freedom Technique. And then he had to cancel last minute because of a family emergency. So we're hoping to get him back on the show because I know it's something that all of you listening, you need to check out Aroma Freedom Technique. It is just an amazing, very clear little technique, little system that you can do to help you with so many of the emotional holdups and roadblocks and limiting beliefs that might be holding you back.
Yep. Go through that and then put on your highest potential Oh my gosh, that blend?
That blend is my jam. I freaking love that blend. Like, I put Highest Potential on my wrist and I literally start vibrating and I'm just like, yes, I'm ready to go.
Yes, totally. I the lead singer of Train. So Julie Charto, you had her on your show.
Yeah.
Totally mispronouncing her name. So when I connected with her, she had mentioned that the lead singer of Train, you know, uses Highest Potential, and he puts that on before he goes out in concert. And she sent me a video that showed him like saying like Highest Potential. I love it. So like, nice. You feel like a rock star, like put on your Highest Potential and you've got it.
That's awesome. I love it. My sister's an actress as well, and she uses it before performances and she loves it. So there's something to it for sure. For sure. Well, Chrissy, this has all been great. I think the last thing I want to pick your brain on is, for me personally, as an entrepreneur, I run the podcast. I coach my Young Living team. I also run my doula agency. Like, I literally cannot get sick. It's just like my worst fear is being sick, because then I just get so behind on work. You know, I have to be so many places at once. If it weren't for Young Living, I feel like I would be getting sick a lot more. And Young Living helps me stay above that wellness line, so I don't have to take those dreaded sick days away from work. What are your best tips for staying healthy?
Definitely Ningxia Red. And you know, I love Ningxia Red. I mean, I did that podcast with you all about Ningxia Red. So.
Episode 24 was like an hour long episode about Ningxia Red. It was awesome.
So Ningxia Red is my jam. Everyone in my family takes that every single day. If we feel like we need a little extra, we take extra. You know, that's definitely in the budget. And then Inner Defense is another one of my go-tos. That's in capsules, so it's very easy. That one is very spouse-friendly. Sometimes it's a challenge to get my husband to take the oils bottle and apply. He's like, oh, I'm going to smell like oregano. I'm like, just fine. Just take this capsule. So that's a really good one. That is Inner Defense. And then Thieves Vitality is really great to support your immune system. I make a killer wellness tea. It's very simple. And I like to pretend like I, you know, came up with it, but I'm pretty sure just everyone else thought of it too. It's very simple.
What's your wellness tea? Let's hear it.
One drop of Thieves Vitality, one drop of Peppermint Vitality, one drop of Lemon Vitality, mix it with a teaspoon of raw honey and warm water, and boom, you've got your wellness tea.
Boom.
That's it.
Boom.
Super simple.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. So those are probably my top choices. There's some other really great supplements that I tend to do regularly. Multigreens is another really good one. Anything to keep your, so this is, the nurse is going to totally come out on me. Anything to keep your digestive system healthy will help your immune system. So people don't often realize that majority of your immune system is actually in your gut. Creating a healthy gut, you know, taking a probiotic, using your Digize Vitality to support a healthy gut. There we go.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've, you know, practiced my nursing language, but so just supporting that is going to be really, really good for your immune system.
Awesome. Yes. It's so true. I mean, there's study upon study upon study, and all the scientists now are just, they're diving in so deeply into that topic of digestive health and, you know, how our stomach really acts as our second brain. And it's so important to our daily function, which, I mean, might seem obvious if you think about what its job is to do. I mean, it takes everything that you put into your body and turns it into the stuff your body needs to function. So if that's not functioning optimally, you're not functioning optimally. And essential oils and other essential oil infused products and supplements can really just benefit that entire system of your body so much. And we both were at convention when we got to hear Dr. Ollie Winkler talk about that whole brain aspect. And I loved when he started talking about the research done on essential oils and probiotics, and how there's kind of that myth out there that, you know, you might hear a lot of people say, oh, like essential oils, don't ingest them. They're going to kill all your beneficial bacteria. But no, there's really enough research out there for us to know now that that's simply not true. Essential oils are such intelligent molecules that they really can suss out which bacteria are the good guys and which ones don't need to be there. Do you want to add anything to that?
I mean, you're spot on with that, and listening to him was quite amazing. The other thing is that all of the Young Living products and the supplements are infused with essential oils. And not only do they not kill off that bacteria, it actually has more bioavailability. So we can absorb more of the nutrients that are in those supplements. So it's actually quite an amazing thing that the supplements, you know, the multigreens and the, you know, all the other ones that they have the essential oils in them. They actually make them work so much better.
Absolutely. Well, it's been great to have you here, Chrissy. This has been some wonderful advice on entrepreneurs. I hope it inspires some people to become entrepreneurs. It's like my secret mission in life is to turn everyone into little entrepreneurs because it's so much fun. But then I guess no one would be there to actually run the like real jobs that we need to get done.
That's fine. They can do both.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for all of these amazing tips. Now, I know that you have some amazing projects that you're working on right now. And we just recently had you on to the Coaching Sessions podcast to talk all about your new projects. But for those that haven't tuned into the Coaching Sessions podcast yet, do you want to give them a little taste of what you've got going on right now?
Yeah, we released this month an IPA bootcamp. So an IPA is an income producing activity. So if you're an entrepreneur, and especially in network marketing, you understand this. You know what an income producing activity is. It's an activity that generates income. And so those are really important to focus on in your journey and on a regular basis and being consistent about them. So we've put together this really awesome, it's called 90 Days of IPAs. And we've taken 30 to 31, because the days of the month are different every month. And we have given you tools based on the time of the month. So day 1 through 5 is very strategic to the beginning of the month. And day 25 through 30 is very strategic to the end. So no matter, more specifically for a network marketing company, but it doesn't really matter what company you're with, you kind of have the same goals or the same tasks at the beginning versus the end. So the beginning, the first day of the month, you're trying to get your emails out to let your team know about promotions and things like that. Or you're setting goals for the end of the month. You know, and at the end of the month, you're focusing on things, making sure people aren't going to miss a paycheck or checking in with your team to see who's going to advance to the next rank. So the activities are very strategic to the time of the month. Now, that doesn't mean you need to start on the first or, you know, of the month. You can really jump in at any time and you just start with the day that we're on. So if you jump in on day 15, you start on day 15 and you ride out the end of the month and then you continue on. And so we just kind of have this revolving income producing activities group to support each other and just help people grow in their business.
Chrissy, before you go, I know you've already answered our closing questions before in the past, but what's just one piece of advice you want to give out there to anyone listening that is wanting to live a healthier lifestyle? What's just one step they can take today to move them towards that journey?
Baby steps. People get so overwhelmed with, I'll wait until I'm ready to replace all the products in my home with toxin-free. They don't understand you can just do one little thing right now and then one more thing the next month and one more thing the next. So don't get hung up on that you have to change every aspect of your life. Just take one little small thing that you can do right now and adapt that. And then when you're ready, pull in another piece.
Boom. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Essential Oil Revolution. I hope that you found this episode inspiring. Go out there and crush your goals. Catch you guys all next week, where we'll be talking to the amazing Ed Daly all about his experience of working in hospitals as an aromatherapist and incorporating those oils into patient care for 2 major hospitals. I'm super excited to share that with you all. I'll catch you next week. As always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.